I'm endeavoring to preach a series on stewardship, and tonight I'm going to talk about the stewardship of time. And really, I addressed this 2 weeks ago when I preached about Isaac. Genesis chapter 27, verse 2, Isaac said, "Behold, now I'm old. Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death." Well, he lived another 43 years. But nonetheless, he's right. I know not the day of my death. Whether you're young or not so young, the great mystery of life is the length of it. And knowing that time is a precious commodity and not knowing how much of it we actually have, we should endeavor to use it wisely. We're looking at Psalm chapter 90. Would you look for just a moment at verse 10? Verse 10, "The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." So, lifespan's about 70 years. "And if by reason of strength, 80 years, I hope I can do that. And then look at verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." According to the Center for Disease Control, the average life expectancy right now for men is 76 and a half years. For women, it's 81 and a half years. Now, I thought about that, and there are those today that foolishly believe that gender is fluid and that anybody can be any gender they want to be. Well, if a man is, here's quotation marks, transgender. If a man says he's a woman and begins to act like a woman or do what he thinks is like a woman, does he add some more years to his life? I think not. The lifespan for a man average is 76 years, for a woman, 81 years. Now, according to the CDC, if you are 65 years old, and I can remember 65 years old, you have, according to CDC, on average, you have 18 more years, gentlemen. And ladies, you have about 20 years. Now, who knows about that? I know not the day of my death, but those are averages. You know, averages don't mean that much. You could drown trying to walk across a river that averaged 3 feet deep. That's an average, you see. My mother lived to be 84 years old. I miss her every day. My dad was 1 week short of his 85th birthday when he departed. Remember, Paul said, "The time of my departure is at hand." My mother-in-law was 89 years old when she departed. I know not the day of my death. Not knowing how much time I really have, it's important that we use time wisely. Time is the most valuable commodity that you possess. Think about that. What would you do if you could purchase time? There's nothing you possess that's more important. Let's look at Psalm 90. Psalm 90, if you look at the title in your Bible, it probably says, "A Prayer of Moses, the Man of God." This is the only psalm attributed to Moses. However, in Exodus 15, Deuteronomy 32, and Revelation 15, you read in those three passages the song of Moses. But this is the only psalm attributed to Moses. The setting is this. This psalm has to do with the time of the wilderness wanderings. Remember that the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt. They were brought out of Egypt, and God used Moses to bring them out of Egypt. And they were to go to the promised land. According to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, that journey should have taken 11 days. But they murmured and complained and disobeyed God, and they wandered for 40 years on a journey that should have taken 11 days. That was not God's perfect will for them. And in the process, 40 years were not used very well. They could have been in the promised land, building their homes, but they were living in tents in the wilderness, basically homeless. That's the setting. Look at the psalm, please, and then we'll pray. Look at it. Verse 1, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction. This is chastisement of Israel. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with the flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away with thy wrath, We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Look at verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Let's pray. Good evening, dear Father in heaven. We are so thankful for your grace and mercy in our lives. We're thankful for your goodness to us. And we're thankful for each day that you give us. We're thankful for health and strength. And I know various ailments afflict many of us, but I'm thankful that you are so gracious with us. And we live so well. Thank you, dear Father. Help us to number our days. Help us to use the time that you've given us wisely. Help us to make a difference in this old world for our Savior. I ask in his name. Amen. And amen. Amen. I'm not going to exposit the psalm in great detail, but the first four verses, I'm going to call that the place God holds in our hearts and in our lives, the place God holds in our lives. And number two, verses 5 through 12, the purpose God has for us. And then 13 through 17 is the prayer God hears from us. Now, look at it. Verse 2 is one of the great verses in the Bible concerning the fact that God is eternal. Look at it. Before the mountains were brought forth, those mountains sit silently for millennia, but before they were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Look at verse 4. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, even as a watch in the night. So the point is this, in verse 12, teach us to number our days. Our days, they are numbered. Teach us to use them wisely. But the Lord, time is nothing to him. That's the comparison. In the passage, you really see the comparison of the eternity of God and the frailty of man. But then notice, please, verse 4, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. It will match 2 Peter 3:8 in the New Testament. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Look at verse 1. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. And the context of this is the wilderness wanderings, which was a chastisement from God. Joshua chapter 5, verse 6. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. Joshua 5, 6, it says, they were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. They murmured and complained. And as a result, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. But even so, the place God holds in our lives, look at verse 1. Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Even wandering in the wilderness, even being chastised, they had the presence of God. And according to Deuteronomy 29, verse 5, the Lord said, I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy foot. So for the 40 years in the wilderness, their clothes didn't wear out, their shoes didn't wear out, and they didn't go out of style. How about that? But my point is this, the Lord cared for them and provided them even when they were out of his will and even when they were being chastised. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. What a terrible thing. What a terrible thing. Now, I thought about that. They were basically homeless. Their home is to be in the promised land. Each of those tribes has an inheritance in the promised land, but they're not there. They're not there. And the adults do not go there except for Joshua and Caleb. They don't make it. The Lord deals with them in the wilderness. And they wander in the wilderness. They live in tents. They're basically homeless. Now, it was a chastisement from God, and they didn't want that. They wanted to be in the promised land. They really expected too much, and they began to complain and murmur and all of that. But my dear friends, they wandered about in the wilderness homeless. Now, in America today, we have people all across this land that are homeless by choice. You say, preacher, how can you say such a thing? Because I've dealt with so many of them, and I've tried so hard to get them out of some homeless situation, and many of them don't want to be out of a homeless situation. They just want a handout for today. And what a waste of time. I know individuals that have wasted 40 years. 40 years. You know, if you look at life, you've got three basic time periods as far as the ability to work and earn and all that. You've got three basic time periods. You've got your youth and your adult years and then your mature years, your golden years, maybe, golden years. But these early years, you say up through age 20, they sometimes say age 25, you are learning. It's your learning years. And young people, you need to use those wisely because you're going to learn skills and you're going to gain experience and you're going to make decisions that will help you the rest of your life. So those learning years are important. But then from age 25 to 65, that's 40 years. You know, it's thought 65 is the time of retirement, but I can tell you that's not necessarily true. But there's 40 years there. It's the earning years. And what you do during those earning years are going to affect your latter years, and they're either going to be the golden years or they're going to be the yearning years, based on what you do during those 40 years. You got to use your time wisely. I know individuals, I know people that I've known for my life. I know some individuals that have never held a steady job for 40 years, don't have a thing to show for anything. It's so sad. I think it's so terrible. I mean, you could, in America, you could work the most menial work. You could work retail. You could work at a grocery store, and you could accumulate something. You could be secure. You could be self-supporting. You know, for a free people to enjoy liberty, then they must be self-governing, and they need to be self-supporting. We need to take care of ourselves. Responsibility is an important part of liberty, and I know individuals, I can think of individuals that have wasted 40 years, 20 years, 30 years. Who can afford to do that? Now, by the way, there are some times, though, when the Lord permits something in your life that shuts down all your activity for about 6 weeks, maybe more. Now, you can't do anything about that except spend some time with the Lord. But the place God holds in our hearts, and even in the worst of times, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. In Acts 17, verse 28, Paul said this, for in him we live and move and have our being, for we are also his offspring. The place that God has in our lives. But then the purpose God has for us, he wants us to use our time well. Verse 10, the days of our lives are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength there be 80 years, yet their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. 70 years and 10, 70 years or maybe 80 years. But you know, if you were to go back, even look at 1960, people were not living nearly as long. And I didn't save the numbers. I was looking at that today, and life expectancy has greatly improved, and that's a blessing. But here's the point. It's not how much time you have, it's how you use your time. I know not the day of my death. So I don't know when it's coming. Time is limited. It is a limited commodity, and it is precious. It is precious. Verse 10, it is precious. Verse 12, so teach us the number of days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Number of days. Paul said, redeem the time in Ephesians chapter 5. It is be aware of each day and use the time that one has wisely. Take care of things. This is a series on stewardship. A steward manages some other individual's property. Well, if Jesus Christ is your Savior, you are bought with a price. You are redeemed. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. And so if you are saved tonight, if Jesus is your Savior, then everything you possess belongs to God, and you're a steward for Him, and even your body belongs to God. Glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Do His will. Seek His will. Endeavor to do His will, and He will use you in ways that you will not expect, beyond what you might expect. I know that's the case in my life. And you'll find the place of fulfillment. You'll find the place of joy. But if you waste time, you'll come down to those yearning years and you'll look back with a lot of regrets. Number of days is to use them wisely. In verse 5 and verse 6, Moses compares a man's life to grass, and so does Isaiah. And Peter quotes from Isaiah in 1 Peter 1:22. He says, all flesh, 1 Peter 1:24, pardon me, all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Ephesians 5:15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Colossians 4:5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. And you'll notice every reference that you see of this matter, redeeming time, has something to do with wisdom. Verse 12 says, teach us the number of days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So if you use your time wisely and you do what you're supposed to do, and you're responsible for yourself. Let's say I'm gonna give you a four-letter word. It's W-O-R-K. You work. In the process, you learn skills, you gain experience, and you gain some wisdom. And people that waste their lives, they don't have much wisdom. First of all, it's foolish to do that. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that every day of your life needs to be completely ordered and structured, and every moment you just get it all in your planner and you've got everything. No, you need a time of recreation. You need a time of relaxation. But you certainly need to use the time that God has given you well. And you need to seek and do His will. You say, I'm saved, and according to the Bible, I'm going to heaven. I'm as sure for heaven as if I was already there, but I'm not there. I'm here. So I'm here for a purpose. And the purpose is this: we're ambassadors for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to represent Him. Brethren, let's endeavor to use time wisely. The purpose God has for us, it is to use that time and to serve Him and to honor Him. Now, if you get out of His will, you could find yourself wandering in the wilderness for a long time. Or you might find your time is cut short. I could show you that in the Scriptures. But God has a purpose for us. And that's the place of joy. That's the place of fulfillment. But then notice the prayer. Moses begins to pray in verse 13. Return, O Lord, how long? He's saying, how long are we going to wander in the wilderness? Let it repent thee concerning thy servants. In other words, God, would you change your heart toward us and give us mercy? Notice the next verse. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us. Verse 14, O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. We want to be glad. Listen, we don't know how many days. We want to be glad all our days. I've been going over to the Village Green Nursing Home since 2013. And I usually close with the same prayer. You say the same thing typically I do, and it's from the heart. And I'll have people seated before me, and some of you have been there and you've heard me. It's not deep. But I have people seated before me, and they're in various stages of health and cognitive skills. And I'll say, Lord, please give my friends good days. Let these be good days. That's the sense of right here. Satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us. Now look at verse 16. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. That's what I want. I want my children to understand the glory of God. I want my grandchildren to understand the glory of God. I want the children of this ministry, the children of our families, I want this next generation to understand and to sense the presence and the glory of God. And whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Verse 1 hath been our dwelling place in all generations. There was a generation that came out of Egypt, but there was a different generation that went into the promised land. Why? They didn't use their time well. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They lived their lives in the wilderness. They did what they could, but it wasn't the perfect will. It wasn't what they were supposed to be doing. They're wandering around the wilderness. I don't want to wander around and waste time. I know not the day of my death, but probably I don't have that many days. I mean, it's just look at the averages. So I want to use those days well. And I trust you do also. King Solomon said these words. Here it is. It is Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time to be born and a time to die. Time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Time to weep and a time to laugh. Time to mourn and a time to dance. Time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. Time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Time to get, time to lose, time to keep, and a time to cast away. Time to rend and a time to sow. Time to keep silence, time to speak. Time to love and a time to hate. Time of war and a time of peace. Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Stand with me, please, for prayer. Every head bowed, please, every eye closed. We're going to conduct an invitation, so let's examine ourselves, but let's pray for these many requests. You agreed to pray for these requests, so let's do that, but let's examine ourselves, and let's use this time wisely. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your friendship, your part in this ministry. Thank you, visitor, for being here. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your goodness to us in every way. Father, you've been so good to me throughout my life. Thank you. Teach us to number our days. Help us to use what you've given us wisely. I ask you now, my Father, to bless this time of invitation, this time of prayer, this time of examination. If there's an individual here today that does not know the Lord Jesus as Savior, I pray that one would let someone help him or her tonight. But Father, I ask you to bless our time of prayer. I ask in my Savior's name, amen and amen. Every head bowed, please, every eye closed. As our pianist plays softly, let's spend this time in prayer. Let's pray. thank you for your faithfulness tonight. Make it a great week, the remainder of it. You are dismissed.